Good morning, Masechet Chulin, Daf Tzadik Chet, Tzach, right? Tzach is nice and clear, nice, right, please God. And we're at the bottom of Tzadik Zayin Amud Bet, right at the bottom, the Mishnah, Beitzah B'Shishim V'Ein Beitzah Mid HaMinyan. Okay, so we saw the Mishnah already, that when if you've got eggs all together, so the eggs, it's 1 in 60 eggs, and the question is the egg itself, is it 1 in 60 or 1 in 61? We saw that already, right? So, okay. So Amar Rav Idi Bar Avin LaAbaya. So Idi Bar says to Abaya, "Lemaimra, are you telling me here the Yave Taima that there's no ten time here in eggs, right? Look at Rashi at the bottom. They remember that Kim Bevashna Bahade Achrina is cooked the other ones, but how can that be? Bahamra Insha, we've got a common talk amongst people, but they say Kimaya De Beibalmi. If he wants to tell you that the water's tasteless and it's got zero taste, they say it's like eggs that." But water of eggs. How do the English, what's, give me a proper English translation for
egg
that?
Water.
Hey? Egg water. Right? Like water of eggs. In other words, egg water. In other words, tasteless water. Saying, yeah, you're telling me that there's no ten time. It doesn't make sense. Samarle. Right? So Abai says, no, you got it all wrong. Hacha v'maskin, what are we talking about over here? The Beitzat Efroach. Remember we had that machloket in the Mishnah? We saw the machloket Rishonim. I showed you there was a Rambeda Gershom and Rashi. The one explaining the Beitzah Temeah, and the one said it's a Beitzah with a Nevela with the Efroach. Remember that? This is basically it. The Havamina is that it's a Beitzah of a Temeah. Comes Rabbi says, no, we're discussing a Beitzah of an Efroach. Right? Look at Rashi. Shehabasa no ten time. It's not the egg that gives time. It's the fledgling, the little egg, this little bird in the egg that gives time. Okay? Veloshna tmeya, says Rashi, veloshna tahora, makes difference with a kosher egg or a treif egg, an eagle's bird or a chicken's bird egg. The nevela here, it's a nevela. Okay? Aval tmeya, says Abaya, lo. We're not worrying about a tmeya, right? Look at Rashi there, belo efroach lo. The whole discussion here is discussing a nevela and not an efro, and not a stam and egg. And if the Gemara has a kashi on this one. Doesn't like this answer. Ativei. We've got a brighter in the Tosefta in Trumot, right? Which says, right, Beitzim Tohorot, kosher birds' eggs, right? Sheshalkan in Beitzim Tohorot, which were boiled, cooked, soaked in hot water with Beitzim of a Temeah, of a non-kosher bird. Im yesh bahen benoten tam, if there's no ten tam in this trefer bird, kulan asurot, they're all asurot. So what do we see over here? This is Gemara Hacha Nami beBeitzah Efroach. Right? Oh, no, sorry, that's the Gemara's question. Mm-hmm. So it seems over here, the Havamina of the Gemara is when they brought this bright is, so we're going to Beitzah Temeah and a Beitzah Tahorah, and we're not discussing now Nevada, we're discussing eggs. So the Gemara says, no. Well, it could be Abaya, could in theory be the one answering, right? Because defending his argument, but I don't know if it's actually Abaya. It might just be the Gemara. He says, Hachinami Beitzah Efroach. That bright too is discussing a Beitzah Efroach, an egg with a bird inside it.
How come the kosher eggs don't partake to the non-kosher?
We're not worried about that. They might. They might either one another. I mean, we saw the my blea and the blea. But we're not worried about that. We don't care about the trophy or eating them. We're concerned about the kosher eggs. So he says, no, that's also talking about the efroach. So this is, wait a second. If that's the case, by my karilei temeah, so then why are they called the temeah? Well, this could be an explanation of the brighter. It could be a question that makes a difference. But my case, so why does the Mishnah then say, or the brighter then say, this Tosefta, Beitzah Temeah in Beitzah Tahorah. He says, why is it called a Temeah? Kevan de'it by Efroach, Karila Temeah. Because got the Efroach. Look at Rashi there. Can you be Efroach? Ba'afilush of Tahor. Even with it of Tahor. In other words, the word here, Temeah and Tahorah, is not discussing the bird that the egg came from. It's discussing the status of the egg. If an egg has got an Efroach, it's called a Temeah. If it hasn't got an Efroach, it's called a Tahorah. But we, assuming we're all talking about kosher birds' eggs. But the Gemara says there's no Hava Amina here. That a guy would boil a treif bird's eggs in the same pot as a kosher bird's eggs. That's really what they're okay. So Gemara says, well, that doesn't make sense. Your definition now of Temeah and Torah doesn't work. Why? For Ha'ami Diktani Sefer. Now we've seen the Sefer, the same Tosefta, okay? If you look at the Bet Mishra Hashas there, it says Sham. That's Tosefta in Trumot Peik Tet. This was the brighter, the ratio they brought. Now they're bringing the Sefer. The Sefer, that same brighter says, it carries on. Beitzim Sheshalkan V'nimtze Efroach Bechat Mehen. The next part of the bright actually talks about an efroach, a fledgling in the egg. So it can't be that the ratio is discussing a temeah is with an efroach, because then why does call the sefer an efroach? Say a beitzah temeah, right? We're defining it beitzah temeah, a beitzah with an efroach with a bird in it. So it says, Beitzim Sheshakim Nitzu Evroch Bechat Mehen. Im Yesh Bemenot En Ta'am Kulan Asurot. Right? Michlal, that implies what? That the ratio, the late Be'efroch, excuse me, discussing a ratio without an Efroch, I don't like your definition. Clear? Did I complicate that? It's clear. It's clear, right?
Clear, okay.
Michlal Rashi Ben Chosot, right? Look at Rashi there. Rashi says straight out there. Michlal de Rashi, the Nakat Tamei, which use the word Tamei. Tamei Mamash coming. It's talking about a proper Tamei. Velo Efroach. Because not an Efroach with a bird inside of why? The Iba Tahora, the Efroach, Tarti Lamali. Because why need the Mishnah teaming the same thing twice? Because basically, if we're discussing in the first case a bird with an Efroach, in the safe is also a bird of the froach. We're discussing the same halacha twice. So it must be the first halacha discussing two kosher bird's eggs and a trade bird's eggs. And the safe was of the Tosefta discussing a bird, a kosher bird's egg with an froach and a kosher bird's eggs with an froach. So Gemara says, no. Peirushe kemefarash. We've seen this answer plenty of times, right? Gemara says, no, that's why they are discussing the same thing. You're right. And the safe is coming to explain the reisha. What's the explanation? Beitzim tahorot sheshalkan. We're always discussing tahora birds, kosher birds. Right? We've got beitzim of tahora. Im beitzim tameot. With beitzim tameot. Im yesh ba noten tam kulan asurot. If there's a flavor, it's asurin. How does it work? Kagon sheshalkan v'nimzeh froch v'chat mehen. Okay? So that's basically what we're saying. The tamea there really is efroach. And the word says, Hachia Mishtabra. It makes sense. Why does it make sense? Within the Braita itself, the Isak Datach Reisha delayed by Froach. Because if you want to think that the Reisha is not discussing a Froach, like we said originally, but it's actually discussing a treif bird and a kosher bird, so Hashta delayed by Froach Asura, if the Reisha is already telling us, right, he says that it hasn't got an Froach inside it and it's just a treif bird. And we're already saying over there that it's Asur. So to eat by Froach Mibayit, we have to learn it all the safer. With it Froach, it's a kosher cane, right? I think Rashi even said it's a kosher cane. Does Rashi actually use the word kosher cane? Yes, look at Mibayit. There you are. Look at Rashi there. Thank you, Steve. It says Mibayit, kosher cane. Do you have a timer? If it's got an Froach and it's not 10 times like we said, the high Froach Neveli. So that's Pashut. In other words, if just the eggs themselves. With an Efroach or Noten Ta'am, then definitely with an Aveda with a bird, we don't need to learn that. So therefore, it must be that the whole bright is discussing with an Efroach, and the ratio is the bottom line, and the safe is the explanation. Okay, so therefore, we're back to that. But the Gemara says no. Okay, so the Abbot of that seemed very nice, but the Gemara is doche this, says no. Imishum ha lo iria. If it's because of this, then there's no question to begin with. Right? Tana Sefer Ligluye Reisha. So it says it can't be that. So what's really happening? The Sefer is coming, we're learning the Sefer, in order to reveal, to understand the Reisha. Why? In other words, we need to have, it's not a repetition. Don't think that if we would learn the Sefer, the Reisha, then the Sefer is a kosher cane. No. We need the Reisha and the Sefer, and they're two separate cases. And why do we need the two separate cases? It's not a repetition, because we would have made a mistake. What would we have thought? Shelo tomar, don't come along and make the mistake and say, Reisha de itba Efroach. If the Reisha has an Efroach, which is like you want to say, Aval, and why is it Asur? Only because it's got an Efroach. Aval late by Efroach, if it never had an Efroach, if it was a beitza of a Temeya bird with a beitza of a Torah, it would be okay. It's only an Efroach. Therefore, comes along the Sefer, Tana Sefer, the Eat Bay Efroach. Tell us a new halacha with the Efroach so we can understand what? Michlal de Reisha, the late Bay Efroach. That even with an Efroach, there's no kosher again, exactly. In other words, we need them both. Because if we never had the Efroach in the Reish Sefer, we'd have thought that the Reish is an Efroach. If there wasn't Efroach, just two eggs would be okay. Comes on the bright Tosefta and tells us the Sefer. Efroach is separate. Ah, the ratio is not Efroach. The ratio is two types of different eggs, and it's already an Asur. V'afilu hachi Asira, and it's still Asur. Okay. So that is basically the Dechia over there, and it doesn't really help us much, because now the question really is, how do we answer Halocha? When we sit over here, Amar le'rav, Abayin le'meimad di'avet taima, v'amar in sheki ma'i de'be'e ba'amah. And there Abaya said, no, what are we talking about? We're talking about a Beitzei Nefroach. But now we've actually proven that this Tosefta is talking about two cases, both of Beitzei Nefroach. Give me aloha, somebody, please. Anybody see aloha?
Egg that
contains either a chicken side, rendered
anything cooked with it,
forbidden, even though the egg has a shell. Therefore, if the egg was cooked with other eggs, it is nullified, only if it is cooked with 61 other eggs.
That's
only if, with an ephroach. Yeah. And what about a tamaya and a non-tamaya,
a tamaya
and a tahora? Nothing. Anybody see a note anywhere? Michael, nothing. Alan? No, that's not this. Okay, that's interesting. So what's our halacha then with a non-kosher egg and a kosher egg? What are we going to say?
Batul b'shishim.
But then why is it different to nefroach? It's also batul b'shishim. It's also batul b'shishim. Okay, so...
We're talking about blood.
Blood is like an avail. Right, blood is like an avail already. Yeah. I'm saying, what about a non-blood egg? You got an eagle's egg and a chicken's egg, and you boil them in water together. Does the eagle's egg not take time? Because according to Abaya over here, he wanted to say that our Mishnah was discussing only an availer. According to the Dechia here at the end of this Tosefta, we're discussing it, we're saying that even the egg itself is not 10 times.
Right.
So it seems from this, right? But there doesn't seem to be any halacha over here. Okay, that's what I was looking for. So Rova Poskim is that the
Rova Poskim she befashel of tameh
lo metameh
by four and now said
it. Okay, that's what I'm looking for. Okay, so Rova Poskim will say that it wouldn't. Okay, that makes sense because that's how the brighter. Okay, excellent. Shkoach. All right. Okay, let's carry on. Ahu kezait. No, where's it up to? Ahu kezait. What? Okay. Ahu carry on. Ahu kezait tarba. So now tarba is chaylev, right? So we've got this case over here. We've got of a kezait of chaylev. The nafa bedikula de basha. Rashi says, yeah, dikula is a kalachat, right? Into like a pot of meat. So we've got a kezait of chaylev fell into a pot of meat. Savar Rav Ashi, the Mishurasha changed that to Rav Ashi. We'll see why in a second. Savar Rav Ashi. The Shaure b'mai de bala dikula. Now we saw this yesterday, right? It was, do we include what's absorbed in the pot as part of the 60 times or not? And we see over here that Rav Ashi thought that we could add back. We quoted this Gemara yesterday, by the way. So Amre le Rabbanan. Rabbanan said to you, look at Rashi says a Rabbanan. Look at this, is interesting. Look at Rashi. Rabbanan Talmidim.
Yeah.
Hey, that's unusual. Yeah. You wouldn't have expected that. Amrei Rabbanan. In other words, his Talmidim said to him, Amrei Rabbanan Rav Ashi, Atu deheteira bala, de isura lo bala. When this pot absorbed, only absorbed heter, never absorbed isur. We learned this yesterday, right? In other words, you can't include the bilia, what's absorbed into the pot, because there's a proportional amount in the pot. So if you include that, you're going to include the isur in the pot as well. So basically, neutralize one another, ignore the pot. Okay, and that's really, I think what Rashi, remember Rashi said yesterday, Rashi after giving his whole thing, he summarized Rashi and he said that bottom line is, we only look at what we can see. Remember that? Remember that, Rashi? Rashi, if you look at Katsarik Zayin Amud Bet, right in the middle of the Rashi, right opposite the Hagahot HaBach, in that middle of the Rashi, b'may de bala kedai, Rashi said, v'chevan de iflegu lishnei v'yisura d'oraita here. It's an yisura d'oraita. As linan l'chumra, we go l'chumra. V'lo m'sharinan b'kedai ra'atzma. We don't look at the v'ikar, now this is the point. V'ikar davar, he says, k'mot shehu ba'al lefanir m'shirane. We look at what's in front of us. V'lo m'sharinan b'may de bala kedai ra'mina heter. We don't even look at what was absorbed. They say, why? Lefisha afmina isur nivla. Could also was by exactly this is the tamilia. When it might make a mochu, could I mean the command of tzadik chet amud aleph? Like we said, exactly this Gemara.
Says here, that's so obvious that how come Rav Ashi didn't see that?
Okay.
You got to go look at the Ritva for explanation.
Okay, why he didn't see it?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I'll continue why I didn't see it. Yeah. I've got a very simple answer why. Because the majority of the pot, the whole of the gravy and all the stuff is the heter. Right. And there's a little kazayit of isru fat in, which is not even near the pot. So when the pot absorbed was close to the pot. And therefore didn't absorb the isru. Okay. And I think that's reality, by the way. Mm-hmm. And I think that the Talmidim are wrong. And I think that we could ignore the isru for the belia. And I wouldn't be surprised. I mean, okay, but okay. That if you ask me, that's the answer. Okay. Now, okay. So Amar Eilei Rabbanan Lo Ashi Atudei Rabbanan. Okay. Ahu Palge De Zayta De Tarba. So now we've got a case of half a kezayit of chaylev. De Nafal Palge is half, right? De Nafal Bid Palig from Palig is lechalek to argue, right? Palga. Ahu Palge De Zayta De Tarba. De Nafal Bidikul Lebas Befe into a cauldron of meat. Savar Mar Barav Ashi. So now it's not Rav Ashi now it's his son, next generation. Sabar Mar Barav Ashi Lesheure Betklatin Palge De Zeta. 30 halves. Now this is difficult. If you're going to say a chatzik a zayit, then it should be 60 halves. A zayit, 1 in 60, half a zayit, 1 in 60 halves, right? Mm-hmm. That's what you would think. But he says, Betklatin Palge, 30. Look at Rashi, yeah? Mishub de lo haya keshiur. He says, because it wasn't a shiur, in other words, it wasn't a kazayit, haya mezalzel bebitulo, he basically didn't take it very seriously, velo baye shishim. Okay, so that was his hub. I mean, what the hell, wasting our time here, it's not a real kazayit any. So, you know what, if you've got 30 halves, also good enough. So Amar le avua, so Rav Ashi said to him, lava, I mean, haven't I told you before, my son, lo tezalzel beshiurin drabanan. There's actually a lot of musar in this. I don't know about you, but I often think to myself, you know, like these red rabbanan, think like, what are they thinking, really? You know, but you can see, below lezalzel b'shurin rabban. Look at Rashi, yeah. Look at Rabban. Klomar afilu b'midi de lo mitase midoraita. Is it Ashmi doraita? Lo tezalzel b'shureya, right? But ever look at Rashi, adds in something. Ve'od ha midoraita asur. It is even midoraita asur. Why? The chatzi shiur asur min haTorah. Because we've got a principle, even a chatzi shiur is asur min haTorah. You might not get malkot, you might not be chayev karei, but even a chatzi shiur is asur min haTorah. And where does he get it from? Right? He says minayin Talmud lomar kol chaylev beperik batrul yomer. This says kol chaylev. What's the kol chaylev coming to us? We learned this before, but we've seen this Gemara. That the kol is even for chatzi shiur. Okay, so that's that for odd. And so now Rashi brought him a Makor, but this is Rav Ashi talking to his son. He says, but more than that, I'm Rabbi Yochanan. Right? This is the Gemara there in Yoma. Chatzi shiur asmina Torah. Okay? Right? I'm Rabbi Kolchelev. Rashi says there. Talmud Bar, Kolchelev. Right? What I'm Rabbi Yochanan, chatzi shiur asmina Torah. So Amar, so now that was the Amar of Shaman Bar Abba. Now look at this list of names here. Amar of Shaman Bar Abba, he's the first guy that says it, but he says, Amar of Shaman Bar Abba, Amar of Idi Bar Idi. Bar Gershom, Amar Levi Bar Parta, Amirav Nachum, Amirabi Biriam, Mishum Zakein Echad. Right? And who's that Zakein Echad? Rabbi Yaakov Shmei. So Rabbi Abba said, in the name of Idi Bar Gershom, said, Rabbi Parta, Rabbi Nachum, Rabbi Barim, Mishum Zakein Echad. What did he say? He said that in the Bay Nesir Amru, okay, in the Beit Midrash of the Nasi, Beitza Beshishim Asura. Beitza b'shishim va'achat muteret. 1 in 60 egg is still asur. 1 in 61 is mutar. But now the question is it 1 in 60? In other words, 1 out of 60? And 1 in 61, 1 out of 61 or not? Okay, I don't want to give a spoiler. Let's see. Okay. Right, so I'm a Rabbi Zair and Rabbi Shman Bar Abba. So Rabbi Zair says to Shman Bar Abba, he's the guy that brought this whole list of names. Look what he says to him. He says, Ra'eh she'ata matil ba gvul heter. He says, you are putting a limit on this heter. How do I translate it in English, matil ba gvul shel heter? What's the actual English limit? How do I translate it?
You're establishing a permitted boundary.
Okay, another, okay. You're creating a heter here, right? Because what's going on? Look at Rashi here. Ra'eh she'ata matil ba gvul. Ra'eh ma'ata oseh she'lo tit'eh v'tachshil asmuchim alecha. Because you would want God to make mistakes. Shata matil ba gvul lahatira b'shishim v'achat. You say that with 1 in 61, that's really good enough. V'ein cha mefaresh, and you don't explain. Iba hade didah, does it include that one egg in the 61? Ila barmina, or without it. In other words, you might need 62. Vahashomim, and he says to Rav Vishman, those who are listening, Yaleal Datam Bahari Day, I think it's included. I think it's 1 in 61. Vare Shnei Gedolei Hador Nishalamehim. Two Gedolim were asked, Velo Pirshua. They never answered. Uman, who are they? Rabbi Yaakov Bar Idi, Rabbi Shmuel Bar Nich Nachmani. If you look back in the Gemara, so he says to him, Matil Bar Gvurat Esh, Rabbi Shnei Gedolei Hador Lo Pirshua Tadavar. Rabbi Yaakov Bar Idi, Rabbi Shmuel Bar Nachmani. And you coming along to answer, you saying no problem. What did he say? He said, Beitza b'shishim asura, b'shishim v'achat muteret. It seems that you say 1 in 61. Tarvayu mishmaid Rabbi Yoshua ben Levi Amri. And they both said this halocha in the name of Yoshua ben Levi. What did they say? Beitza b'shishim asura, b'shishim v'achat muteret. And they asked, b'shishim v'achat b'hadedida. Does it include the 1 in 61? Or deal me levar mina? Maybe excluding it, he's 62. And what was the Gemara say? Velo Pashit. And they never knew how to answer. Umar, meaning you, Rav Shaman, Pashit la Mifshat. You're Pashut. Yeah, you're Pashut. Right? So Itmar, Rabbi Chilba, Amar Rabbi Chuna. So now the Gemara brings the Machloket. Itmar, Amar Rabbi Chilba, Amar Rabbi Chuna. Beitza b'shishim v'hi, Asura. See that? B'shishim v'hi. 60 and it is Asur. B'shishim v'achat v'hi, Muteret. In other words, how many is that? Shishim v'achat behiruk and Rashi. The havu lehu shishim v'shtayim. So you need 62 eggs for an egg. You have to need 61 and it. Now, I've been trying to think. I don't know. I can't understand why you need 61 as opposed to 60. Maybe the aren't all so equal. It, yeah. But isn't that with anything? Huh? Isn't that with anything when we have 1 in 60? That you're never going to have, like this morning.
You've got liquid or a solid or something like that, didn't you? Can't say the measure.
So you want
the eggs, you're counting in the
So truma in oranges, for example. If you say, okay, truma is not a good example, but let's say, something which is batel b'meya. So what you're saying is you could never have a meya because it's all exactly the same size.
It's
like oranges, it's a fruit, or apples, or whatever the case is. Bless you. So you could never ever batel anything like that because you always have to have more. Okay, that
Isn't
makes
it
sense.
Barov?
No, but normally it's batel barov.
Three eggs always. Yeah, so that have a rov.
Yeah, well, I think that's a. I've been battling with that the whole time.
Mm-hmm.
I'll be honest with you, I never knew about that until we were in Scotland.
What?
About the three eggs boiling three eggs together. And Ivan Taylor taught that to me and gave me the credit. I never knew that. I never heard in my life before. When you boil an egg in a pot, you boil three eggs. It's always odd numbers.
One of them because is bad, then you can eat it.
If one of them is bad, it's batel barov. If you just have two, then it's chetzi-chetzi. Not good enough. So you always stick odd numbers in an egg. Or a five, or whatever. Say at least three. I never knew that. I never heard it in my life before. I had to go to Scotland to drink whiskey to hear it.
Right. But
couldn't
you
have
60
eggs? Hey? Couldn't you have 60 eggs? I never understood.
If you go back
to
you'll learn something else.
Okay, maybe you'll come with us next time. All right. Okay, now who the Barebi? So now there's a story. This guy comes to Rabbi Gamliel Barebi, right? Rabbi's son. One of his sons, Rabbi Gamliel. Right, look at Rashi over here. It's important Rashi. Who the Atta Vahulay? Palga de Zeta de Surah. The case that Rashi is telling us here was, it was this case we spoke about earlier, where there was this half a kazayit, right? And he had half a kazayit and he wanted to asur it. He wanted to battle it. It was half a kazayit of Chaylev. He says, the Chayn of the Rabbi Shimon Bar Rebbe. See, he came to a similar case happened with two of Rebbe's children, both Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Shimon. So that's the case. So who the Atla Kamed Rabbi to Rabbi Bar Rebbe? Right? He says, Ahud Atta the Kameh Amale. So now, it's quite interesting. Rashi actually says that you can learn this whole sugi in two ways. That either he's talking, Shmuel, Rabbi Shimon, or Rabbi Gamliel, or the guy himself is talking, the guy who brings the case. Okay? Okay? No, everyone says Rabbi Gamliel. I'll show you in a second. We'll read the Rashi in a second. We'll read it. It's actually interesting Rashi. But let's just do the sugya first. Let's just learn it the one way first. It says like this. He says like Amarle Abba. So now he says my Abba. So Rabbi Gamliel says Rabbi, my father lo shier ba'arba'im v'sheva. He never va'ani yisheir ba'arba'im v'chamesh. Obviously, in the pot that he came with, there was 45 times the chatzi kazait. Okay, now we saw before that, remember he said with Rabbi Ashi's son, he was quite happy to 30 times chetzi kazait b'mezalzel with the shir rabbanan. He said, look, it's only a chetzi kazait, not a kazait, and there's 45. So Rabbi Gamliel said, look, my father wouldn't even have done it with 47. You want me to do it with 45? And in another case, who'd have to come to Rabbi Shumber, the same story. Amalei, Abba lo shir b'mezalzel 45. Vanisha with 43. Okay? In the third case, which is not, it was not Rabbi's children, but before Rabbi Chia. Remember, Rabbi Chia was Rabbi's Talmud Muvach, remember? Rabbi Chia was Rabbi Yochanan's Rabbi, I think. Okay? We said that, right? He says, Ahud Atla Kamet Rabbi Chia. Amale Klum Yesh Loshim. He says, there isn't even 30 here. Timer, so the Gemara says, Timer Lekesh Loshim, Haikesh Loshim Esharina. If there was 30, would it be Musha? The Gemara says, Amrabi Chanina Guzma. No, it's just dumb. It's not, don't take it too seriously. Now, before we go to that Rashi, just look for a second. Not necessarily. No, it's nice to actually see this Rashi. Look at Rashi here. Abba, halo ba maase kaze lefanav, velo matzai l'arba'im v'sheva, vehitir shma mina lav shishim bai. So we can learn from that. You don't have to have 60.
Mm-hmm.
If it's a chatzi kazait, even with less. Afani matir beze. This is the one way of learning the sugya. Maybe Ashnosa. In other words, the way it's being learned, the way Rashi's reading it at the moment, is he saying, not a problem. My father didn't have a problem being matir with 47, I've got no problem in Batir with 45. She'eni motzebo ele 45. But that's how, that's pshat. Rashi says, so that's the one we're learning it, right? Not like I read it. Like saying, "What? No problem, my father was matir with 47, I'll be matir with 45. But look now, Rashi says, Veli nira dahachi kama. Rashi says, no. To me, it makes more sense that the pshat is the other way around. Abba lo shi'er barim b'sheva. Ani asher b'45 bit me out with a question. You see that? Two different ways of learning the whole sugya. Anyway, okay, let's carry on. Right, but Rashi says it makes more sense that he went lechumra, not lechuna. Right? In light of the previous of Ravashi telling us, "Lo mezalzel b'shurin shel rabbanan," and even there's a shitta that chatzi shuri is doraita. So if chatzi shuri is doraita, then how can you go to kula? You have to go lechumra. Right? What are you getting
Rashi
excited
ends
about?
That explanation, what you said.
Yeah, look, okay, well I've read the Rashi, right? Yeah. So I skipped over it. Look at it, you want to see the end of the Rashi there? V'asav ani atirin v'lashon ze ein tzarich lefresh b'chatzi zayit ele b'shiur shalem. He said, Rashi, that makes no difference anymore. Right. Your way, even the shiur shalem. If you already say it, okay. Right. So let's carry on. Amar Rav Chia bar Abba Amar Rav Yoshua ben Levi Mishum bar Kapara. So now Rabbi Chia bar Abba says, now Rabbi Yoshua ben Levi, he says, now Rabbi Yoshua of Mishum bar Kapara, kol isurin shabat Torah b'shishim. All isurin, right? Or shishim. And look at the Rashi, just the first part of Rashi. Even the first part of Rashi. Hecha de bat kinei v'lo yahiv taimei. Talk about a case where you've checked and there's no notain time. Now, either it was chulin and truma, in which case the kohen tasted it, or it was an isur of a heter where you gave it to a kapela of a goy to taste it. Whatever the case, he says, in a place where you tasted it and it never had notain time, then 60 is the measure. Right? Inami lekele mekama taima, or in a place where you aren't able to taste it. Kagon min b'mino. Then we said then aloch, Gaboriath was very clear, right? Min b'mino, but it's two of the same things. We can't use notain time because you can't discern the taste between two meats. Right? Aval heche debat kinei v'yahiv taima. He says, but where you taste it. And yahiv taima, there was taste. Then don't come along and tell me one in shishim. If it's notain time, even if it's one in a million, right? Lo olam timer law batil. Very important that, right? In other words, the principle of shishim only applies in two cases. Where you aren't able to taste it, or you taste it and there's no taste. Okay, this is a big chiddush on yesterday, because we assumed yesterday, remember the Gemara came, so there are three different ways to do things. Either notain tam, or b'shishim, or we said there was a kveila, right? T.A. is saying no. He's saying even if you use a kveila, you still have to have at least shishim. If the goy taster says there's no ta'am, you can't go, oh, well, there was only one in 40. It's still asur. No ta'am is limited to one in 60.
Oh,
But if it, because if it's got ta'am, then even 160 isn't good enough. Okay, that's why. All right? That's what he says. In other words, it's like the lesser of. No time or 1 in 60 or the whatever. That's like the model. Okay? Okay, so that's what he says over here. Kol ishun shebetorah b'shishi. Amar lefanav Shmuel bar Yitzchak, bar Rabbi Yitzchak, Rebbe. He says to Rabbi Chia, bar Abba, right? Atal mer ken, this is what you're saying. But haka, you quoted your Rishu ben Levi, then I'm a kapara kapara. But haki am Rabbi Asi, am Rabbi Shu ben Levi, we've got another ma'amar, also the name of Rabbi Yishu ben Levi, you said I'm a kapara. Kol ishun shebetorah b'meya. Not 60. Meya. You need 1 in 100. So now, I'm not sure if it's the Gemara who says now, Ushnehem lo lamdua elim yizroa b'sheila. Is it the Gemara who says it? Or is it the Gemara says it? Right? Okay, yeah, makes sense. Because I actually thought yesterday, I marked it out like it's the extension of him, but it actually makes more sense now that that's what he said. And the Gemara says, Ushnehem lo lamdua elim yizroa b'sheila. And both of them, both these two mamas, Rabbi Chia bar Avin, Rabbi Shubin Levi, and Rab Asi, Rab Shubin and Levi, what's their basis? It's this case of Zroa B'Shela. Now, what's the Zroa B'Shela? We've learned this before, by the way. The Zroa B'Shela, look at the last line of Rashi, Shel Ayil Nazir. Okay, the Ayil that the Nazir brings at the end of his Nazirut, he brings an Ayil, El Nazir. Hu Hamurami Menu, right? He takes the Zroa, the thigh, or the shank, whatever it is, of the Ayil. And he does harama, he takes it out, umeni finoto, and he does tnufar, maybe he waves it around. Venitan la kohen, and that goes to the kohen, the asu lezarim. So we've got a case now, or we've got for a part of the animal is like truma, and a part of the animal is like chulin. Okay? But now comes the problem. You've got to cook them. And we're going to see in a second that you probably got to cook them together. So we've got an is, now the nazir, he's got a kohen. And the Nazir wants to eat the ayil, but he cooks the ayil with the zroa, and the zroa is asur to him. If the zroa is not ten ta'am to the ayil, means the balance of the ayil has got ta'am from the kohen's zroa, and it's like eating truma. It's asur. So how do we do that? Right? So the Gemara starts getting nice and technical. Says Mizra, look at Rashi there. And it's eaten what? A hashlamim. It's a shlamim. It can be eaten by its owners. So look at this. It says, V'zroa b'shela, dichtiv, v'lakach ha-kohen et ha-zroa b'shela, v'chule. The pasuk says, v'lakach et ha-kohen ha-zroa b'shela min ha-ayil. This is our problem. He takes the zroa cooked from the ayil. Now, what does it mean, b'shela? So that's the question. So the Gemara brings up, v'tanya b'shela. We've got a bright that says, b'shela. What does b'shela mean? This is machlok et tanayim, yeah? There's nothing. Bishel them. The challah, the matzahs are baked beforehand, and the rakik is baked beforehand, and he puts them all in the kapanas. You had nothing to do with each other. You were with us. You came with us when we went to the menachot. You bake everything separately. You don't make it with a thing, right? Okay. So now the brighter says Fatania Bishela. So what does Bishela mean? Tanakama says. Ain b'shela ele shleima. Rashi lo mesh, we'll see in a second what that means. Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai omer, ain b'shela ele shenitbashla im ha'ayil. Right? Now b'shela shleima is a bit not really too understandable. What does it come in when he says b'shela shleima? Does it mean that the whole animal is cooked together? What does it mean? Is the zroa have to be in one piece and not chopped up? We don't understand what it means, right? We know Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai is quite straightforward. He says, "Ein b'shela ele shenit bashlaim ha'ayil." The zroa has to be cooked with the ayil. But again, is it joined to the ayil? Is it separate from the ayil at the same time of the ayil? What does it really mean? Now the Gemara explains. Right, the kule alma, and Rashi says the Tanakama and Rabbi Shimon, bahadei ayil mevashela. They mean it's cooked with the ayil, bahadei together with the ayil mevashela. Look at Rashi there. The ein mikra yotzei midei pshuto. He said, you can't take a pasuk and start cutting it up in pieces. The pshat in the pasuk is b'shela, mean together. Ukra mashmed ima ayil, right? And the pasuk, look at the Meshita Mekbetza change, the ima ayil mit pashelet. Right? It cooks with the ayil. Mar Savar, however, Mar, in this case, is Tanakama. If you look, Rashi actually says, Tanakama Savar Mechatechlis. Rashi puts in Rashi's version, it's a Tanakama. Mar Savar being Tanakama Mechatechla, you first chop off the Zroa, Vahadar Mevash, then you cook it. Mar Savar, Rashi says, Mevashela, you first cook it together, Vahadar Mechatechla, and then you cut it off. But bottom line is, the machlok, the moment between Tanakama and Rabbi Shimon Yochai is that they cook together. Just Tanakama says that you first cook, Tanakama says you chop off the zroa and you put it in the pot and you cook them all together. And Rashbi says, no, you first cook the whole thing and then you chop off the zroa. But they're both concerned, they're both cooked in one pot. You with me? Together. One's a zroa, one's ayah, one's chulin, one's truma. For our purposes, right? Well, what's Isra, what's yet? It was the balabite of the. The Gemara says the ebite. I mean, you could say that a little bit different. The machlok is different. What's the machlok of the different version two? The kula al mechatech la v'harulashli. Everyone said you first cut the zroa off, but now it's a little bit different. Right, mevashla mihu mar savar. Now you'll see from Rashi that this is Rashbi. Trust me, Rashi will explain in a second. Right, mar savar, meaning Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai says. You cook it together in the same pot as the ayil. Umar Savar and Tanakama says, "Bekadeira acheret mevashela." You put it in a separate pot. Now we can all understand why Tanakama would say in a separate pot, right? That's easy for us to understand because there's no tantam. The big question here is the first version, where they both seem to say that they're cooked in the same pot, just you cut them at different stages, or Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai in the second version who says you cook it in the same pot. There's our big question, right? So now, remember, our question was both those cases, Rabbi Shimon ben Levi, right? Both those cases, Rabbi Shimon ben Levi, we said they both learn it from this example over here of Zroa Beshela, the one in 100 or the one in 60. Okay, so we at the moment have got another problem. Our first problem is the Notain Tam. So let's see from that how we answer the second problem. The Gemara says like this. Look at the Rashi. Okay, no, 1 second. But just in a second ago, you even asked the question that if it's not 10 ta'am, we don't care about the one in Shishim anymore. There's a machloket. One says shishim, one says maya.
No, but the zroa.
So now we're going to prove through the zroa.
The zroa, or she.
The question is like this. The Gemara is going to have to prove now. We see that through the first version they cook together.
Okay.
In the second version, according to Rashi, they cook together. How can they cook together? Now we're going to say like this: is the zroa 1 in 60, or is the zroa 1 in 100? It's obviously it's mutar. It's obviously that's batel. So if the zroa is 1 in 60, we understand why the zroa was got to be where 1 in 60 comes from. If the zroa is 1 in 100, then we can see that you need 1 in 100. Now the question is the zroa 1 in 60, or 1 in 100?
Pure technique.
Is that clear? We know where we're going, right? So now the Gemara says like this: Lelishna kama. Remember, Lelishna kama is that they both agree that it's cooked together in the same pot. Okay, Aliba de divre hakol. The question is a question across the board to both of them. Lelishna batra, Aliba de Rabbi Shimon ben Yocha. It's only because he says it's cooked in the same pot. According to Rabbi Tanakama, there's no question Lelishna batra because they're separate pots, right? Look at Rashi quickly. Lelishna kama. Bahashta kemesaye milted amran. Rashi says this is now the end of the question. Okay, ushnehem lo lamduk. We said there that both Rav Asi and Rabbi Chia, the two versions, were both according to shnei lo lamduk. Lelishna kamedok minan de bank tanakam ben Rabbi Shimon dahare al mebasha. Together were cooked yalfei henech amorai dilael. They learn these amorayim above mizroa b'sheila alibad divrakol. That will tell us that the halacha will be 1 in 60 or 1 in 100, whatever we're going to get to in a second, according to both Tanakam and Rashi. The Lishna Batra, according to Lishna Batra, right? Tanakam. I mean, that's why I said that Tanakam who says b'kadeira acher mevashela. Remember, I said trust me, Rashi says it, right? So here Rashi says it, right? It's Tanakam who says that separate parts. Yalfe Miltaihu, the Machloket previously, they're going to learn their basis for 1 in 6 or 1 in 100, Mid Rabbi Shimon, not from Kula Alma. Right? The Chazinan, the Bashil, could we see over here? What do we see? The Bashil Heter Bahadesur. They cook together the Heter, which is the aisle, for the, as far as the Nazari is concerned, together with the Isur, the Zroah, which belongs to the Kohen. Ubezroah, says Rashi, in the Zroah, Yesh etzem harbe ubasar muat. It's got very little meat and lots of bone. Shea katef eno bichlal zor. It says the shoulder is not part of zor. It's only the lower part. But you know, animal lower part is basically all bone, very little meat, right? One second. Right? Shea katef eno bichlal zor. Ditna beperik al zor. Ezo zor min aperik al kuvah ad gaf shil yad. Okay. Now, so now we understand what's going on over here. So now let's look into the Gemara. The Lishna Batra, Aliba, Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, Mand Amar Beshishim. The opinion who says it's 1 in 60, what does he say? Savar, Basar, V'atzamot, Behade, Basar, V'atzamot, Mesha'arinan. He says we take the Zroa, the meat and its bone, and we compare it to the animal, meat and bone. And we see over here that there's very little meat on the bone. So it's more bone, right? So therefore, we say the animal's got meat and bone. So we're looking at a lesser amount to battle one another. I think you can say that, right? I think so. V'havelei b'shishim, right. And then it'll be 60. And mind our b'meyeh, Moses says b'meyeh, who says that we need 1 in 100. Savar basar bahadeh basar mesharinan. So we ignore the bones. And we say meat to meat. Ah, and now there's very little meat on the zroah and lots of meat on the animal. So we see we need more meat to battle the meat. Okay? Right. Vahavaleh b'meya. So that's basically how we've proven both sides of this book. The Gemara says, "Umi afinan mina." And can you learn from that? Vah Tanya, didn't we have a writer that said, Zehu heter haba michlal isur, that this case of here of the zroah is a separate extraterritorial halacha. You can't apply across the board principles. Yeah, we try to apply principles here. We try to say there's a principle in halacha of 1 in 60 or 1 in 100. And where do we learn the principle? The basis for this principle is the experiment of a zroah of the ayil. He says, no, you can't do that. The ayil is a separate case. It's an exception.
Why? Because it has a specific...
Because the pasuk says, Zehu heter ba michlal. Zehu, what's Zehu? He says, Zehu heter haba michlal isur. This is a separate, this is that Torah tells us.
To cook them together.
That you can cook them together, yeah. And even though it's asur, it's mutar.
Right.
And therefore, we can't learn principles from that. Look what he says over here. Zehu heter ba the Zehu, what's the Zehu? Lemeutemai, why does the Torah say Zehu? Look at Rashi, yeah? Zehu limutemai, right? Zehu heter anitar michlal isur sharei bala ayil min azroah. There's no question that the ayil absorbed the zroah here. Vehi tiru lechakar, none of this pasuk says mutar. Why? What's the pasuk? Lavli meutei kol isurin sheva Torah. So they say Zehu limutemai. What's the Zehu come to us? Lavli meutei kol isurin sheva Torah. Didn't it come to exclude all the isurim that was across the board? Look at Rashi. Lavli meutei shar isurim deloy afin illuminate. In other words, this can serve us as the basis, only as the paradigm. No, Lavli meutei kol isurim. We wouldn't think about it. He said, no. So originally it said, Vahatani zehu heter haba michlal isur. So the Gemara says, no, that's not acceptable. Zehu meutei, Lavli meutei kol isurim. No, we want to say, no, it is good for all isurim. We want to argue on ourselves and say, no, they can use it as a paradigm. Lovely, we'll take kol isurin sheva Torah. To exclude all isurin sheva Torah. The Gemara says, no, we can't use it. I'm going to buy it now. Lo nitzret, only coming for one chidush. We can learn one thing from. What is the chidush? Lo nitzrecha el Rabbi Yehuda. The Amar, Rabbi Yehuda said a specific halacha. Min ben mino lo batil. He said that min ben mino. Right? Look at Rashi. Lo nitzrecha hai zehu. Which zehu can't help us over here. Only come to, in other words, we assuming that it can't be used. But we can apply only to one thing, right? El Rabbi Yehuda, for a special issue of Rabbi Yehuda. What Rabbi Yehuda said? Rabbi Yehuda said that min b'mino lo batil. That a min b'mino, if they're the same meats and meats, they never batil. Not in 100, not in 1,000, not in 11, nothing. Never batil. Why did he say that? The amar min b'mino lo batil. Look at Rashi. El Rabbi Yehuda, the amar b'menachot. We've all heard this. Min b'mino lo batil. Ubahai ayil batil. In other words, as a rule, min minula batil. And ayil and zroa is batil. Why? Because of this pasuk zehu. So it's only an exception, right? Right? Lahachi amar zehu. Lo yafida minay de lebatil min bemino. Aba min besher mino yafida minay le mea veshishi. Lemark itle, lemark itle. So he says, Rabbi Yehuda, he says, no, min minu never batil. This is batil. And therefore, I can't apply this across the board. As a rule, min minu never batil, except in this case, min minu is batil. And we come back to the case that it's unique to this din. Right? But it's specifically helping us with Rabbi Yehuda. And each one in 100, one in mea. Right, min minu never batil. Kamash belanda, hacha batil. But here, in this case of ayil, it is batil. The ligbas, the Gemara says, well, why that? Why do you want to make it limited? Ligma mina. Let's use this as the aftipus for everything. Why are you saying only for this? Let's use this for everything else. Right? Ligma mina. On the contrary, use this as your aftipus for everything. Look at Rashi there. Ligma mina. Right? Lebdute min wino to Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says min bemino de batil. Rabbi Yehuda should say no. On the contrary, Rabbi Yehuda, this is proof that min bemino as a rule is batil. Okay, not like I said originally. I correct myself. Not across the board in min bemino. We're still sticking around with Rabbi Yehuda now. If you look at Rabbi Gershom for a second, he explains it very nicely. The question is written beautifully. If you go to Rabbi Gershom towards the end, like about 15 lines up from the end of Rabbi Gershom, which says, Veligmar minay, klomar, veligmar minay Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda should learn, min hazroa b'sheila, from this example of zroa b'sheila, the kama hatam batel, even that there is batel, the zroa and the ayil, afa pi shuhu min b'mino, and is a min b'mino, all the issues in the Torah, we can learn it, even when it's a min b'mino. Because it is like I said it, actually. In other words, it's across the board. Right? Why didn't he use that? What says that? Gali rachmana. But like we've learned before. We've got a pasuk. The pasuk says like this. V'yatzalim is bayach. Asher lifnei Hashem. He goes out to his bayach. V'chiperez das kapara. V'lakach midama par. He takes from blood of the par, of the ox. U'midama sa'ir and blood of the goat. V'natan alkron is bayach saviv. Right? He takes blood from both of them. We lived this Gemara before. Right? What does the Torah tell us? Tarvayu bahade hadade ninhu. They mix them up. Remember, the coin takes one cup. He puts in blood of par and blood of an ayil. Now, the blood of the par is much more than the blood of the ayil. Right? There's much more goat. There's much more cow blood. Ox blood is cow blood. A goat blood. Goat's little and a cow's big. But nonetheless, they don't lose their identity. They're still called par ayil and par naz and par sa'ir. That's what the Gemara says. Right? Gali rachmana. Right? And they don't batle. And that's Rabbi Yehuda's vote. Rabbi Yehuda says, the blood, min bemino, they're both bloods. The Torah calls them dam par and dam ayil, even though they're mixed up in the same cup. Min bemino is never batle. So the Gemara says, no, my chazit the gemira hayich. Okay, so that's very nice. But now that was where you learned it from there. But now we've got a beautiful example of the ayil and the zroa of the nazir. Learn from here. And say, no, I don't exist. That's not my avtipus. This is my paradigm, not that one. So he says, no, chidushu. This case over here is a big chidush. Umi chidush lo gamina. Okay? So he says, okay, that's fine. But ihachi, lemea vishinami lo ligma. If you're going to tell me that from chidushim, we can't learn anything. Then this, we wanted to use this ayil and of the zroa of the nazir, teach us the din of in kola torah kula shishim or maya, right? Depending on the machloket. And if this din over here is a chidush, and we can't use it for anything. Right? So the Gemara says, wait a second. With regards to the ayil and the nazir with Rabbi Yehuda, you wanted to teach me a din which was a kula. Right? You wanted to tell me that I can learn from the ayil that min b'mino batil. Right? And I want to say, Rabbi Yehuda, that min b'mino eno batil. So you wanted to come along and be makil. In our case over here, when we have this case of the ayil of a nazir, we'll be saying the zroa is either 100 or 60. He said like this. Are we trying to use this for a kula? On the contrary, we're proving that you have to have at least one in 60 or at least one in 100 before it can become batel. That's what the ayil nazir is teaching us. Not teaching us, teaching us a chumrah. Why? The midoraita, as a rule, midoraita, we've got a klal. Like you said earlier, what's the klal midoraita? Everyone knows it. Acharei rabim latot. So where's this one in 60, one in 100 coming along? We need 50 and a half.
So it's
a chumrah. Right, the beruba batil. Look at Rashi here, the midoraita. Kloma ilav mihai gami, we never learned it from here. Mashvinan bitul tam keshai bitul, we'd say like all other bitul in the Torah. Beruba havelei livtule kirichtiv, the Torah said in Shmot Kaf Gimel, acharei rabim latot. Where's the mishpatim, right? So he says, Batil. So that was the first answer. I think let's end off over here.